What's up, everyone? Who are here at the Victorious Marcus Show, TV and radio show.
I dropped the ball. Superstar O here with Victorious Marcus in a hit.
Here with Grammy One Timberland Sockside Project Superstar. Yeah. I'm Victorious City, baby. Yeah. I'm Victorious anyway.
The world revolves around. Christmas is the best of us. Hey, we're the Grammy nominated. Christmas to these ends, Universal Music Group.
Some real reliable issues that will last for a lifetime. Well, February is the Tech In with Bonnie Hopkins. This is revolutionary, the way they say the story type.
You have so much, you may send me some comments. Speak up,
Affect us all. You need to
they get to serve. Every game pie comes before a fall. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Every game pie comes before a fall. Need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Why, what have you done? Your careless choices affect us all. Why, oh why, what have you done? Your careless choices affect us all.
sabotage me. You lie on me and betray me like Judas did. Jesus, not the whole truth. There's nothing but a lie. I'll be strong. I'll be strong.
Heard. Everything.
Everyone, I'm all about good health and natural ways of remedies, like, you know, stretching or like for my back if I had like a lower back, or also the chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgeries. And there's surgeries are dangerous, like that's only like should be like a last resort, but you can get your back if you any type of back disorder you have, I highly recommend a chiropractic doctor, Dr. Charles Hopkins. I've come a long way. I have come from years of rejection and even years of poverty and so experience of all types of racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome it with God on my side. To 21 billion BDVs from features on the movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney. I also worked with her on a movie called Yesterday, which is number one on Netflix, to many other movies and TV shows. I've also worked on Demi Lovato on Sunny with a Chance. And my latest movie that I was on is called Apex, and it's featuring Tiesto. I performed in Bay Dance on that movie. I'm thankful for every good opportunity from the TV shows that I've been on, and I'm also on the IMDb Movies database, the Victorious Marcus, aka Marcus Hopkins. And I'm thankful that I attended the same school performing house as Beyonce knows at Wells Middle School. And I won awards by Bella Caroli for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I had to go through rejection as well. And winning that, and at first I can only do basics. And I got rejected my sixth grade year. But that's the summer, I got determined. Very determined, and I taught myself how to do it the most advanced first. And I got so good that I was able to win the honor award at the Battle Karate Camp. After I got accepted into Wells Middle School, I came back strong, when I got accepted into Wells, that same summer, I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went in the, because my brother and I, we were flipping at a park, and the Junior Olympic coach was there, and he was he invited us over to practice. It was a track and field practice. And so, yes, I went there, and to make a long story short, I broke records. So during that same year, it was many ups and downs that I know God works in the, I know God works in mysterious ways that where led me to where I am today, the many failures and the setbacks. I've come back with a greater comeback to, over the years I've also experienced racism, bigotry and bullying, and I stay, each time when I was bullied, even, falsely accused, because the devil's a liar, and even when I was falsely accused, I just kept pouring even more so into my gifts, because I believe with God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today, because, I'm thankful that I'm doing something right, signing with the Universal Music Group Distribution. And I'm thankful to have Trinity Awards for many things. Yes. I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference for everyone to treat others how they want to be treated. I'm doing something right with 21 billion media views. And, the devil is a liar. And I'm thankful to God for the victory over all the lying devil, because, God says, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Because the devil's going to lie and from racism on all sides. And the devil has been around from the beginning. But the devil meant for evil, God turns for my good. From chains to, blacks came over in the U.S. In chains. And for hundreds of years of past, and it's really tough that it happened. But even though racism has been, it hasn't even been over 100 years that racism has been over, but some residuals are still there. Donald Trump is almost 100. He's almost 80 years old. But all in all, don't let anyone bring us back to slavery times. You can never judge a book by its cover. I heard him talking about Kamala Harris' race. It was funny, and he's the Antichrist. He needs to take responsibility for his actions. because the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling it, you know, because it has been bringing us back to more racism that I've experienced in my life. Enough is enough. But just like Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus, she refused. And because, like, you know, they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. But anyway, you know the story about Rosa Parks. She refused and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us. That has helped a lot today. That has been a great inspiration. And it helped get our first black president. But, I mean, we still have a long way to go. But, I mean, like, yeah. Because, like, you know, I heard that, like, you know, Donald Trump is, like, saying all this racist stuff. It's not good to, racism, the way I say it, zero tolerance for racism. Bigotry, bullying, hate. Jesus says, do unto others as you have them if you want to. I really look up to what he says in the Word of God in the Bible. God knows the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's work together in love and unity, and treat others how you want to be treated, and help those in need. And thank you so much, dude, especially God.